Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night, it's Matty Garwood. And after four EPs and countless singles, Ben Hazelwood, he's embarking on a much-anticipated debut album, Bloodline, a little spin-off. And we are loving the brand-new single from it, Lay Me Down. This is the first offering from it, and we're catching up with him to find out all about it. Ben Hazelwood, thanks for coming on Ausmade, mate.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's awesome to have a bit of new music out throughout 2020. It's kind of like the shining light for artists at the moment, because we're all on forced leave. We can't do a lot of touring or stuff, but getting the music out to the people is great with Lay Me Down.
Yeah, definitely. It's just such a weird time to be in right now, because you just can't go out and play music live and you're kind of sitting at home, but definitely did not plan on releasing this single or this album during a global pandemic.
And Ben, was there ever a moment when you questioned whether you would put new music out throughout 2020 with everything that's going on?
We spent so much time writing this album, and it was definitely planned for this year, and we were having a conversation about whether we should go ahead, and I was just like, you know what, I want it out there now. But it's been great, because I think that everyone's kind of at home with not a lot to do, so everyone's kind of been hitting me up on socials with love, and we've done a few live streams and stuff. Hasn't been all bad.
No, have you found doing the streaming stuff? Because you're going to surpass over 6 million with your streams as an artist, but what about when you add the element of social media to that streaming?
It's been pretty awesome. It's definitely a weird vibe, though. I'm standing in the room playing guitar, and I had Katie with me, who co-wrote Lay Me Down, and she's playing the piano, and we're just kind of staring at a camera, so it's a bit strange. It's like,
that's one more person there with Katie than I have at a normal gig anyway, so well done, mate.
Don't even talk to me about it. I've played some gigs before when there's been more people on stage in my band than there has been in the crowd. So,
But that's what's good about the work that you've been doing and absolutely pounding out the music, because this has got a bit of a global following already with it. Do you feel like this is where you've found that your sound is actually going up to this point with Bloodline and Lay Me Down?
Yeah, I think definitely last year we kind of released a whole bunch of singles at the advice of people in the industry just saying, you know, don't release an album, just release a single every 8 weeks or whatever. We kind of had that whole year to kind of work out the sound that we wanted for Bloodline. It's always a dream of mine to release a full body of work, so I'm super pumped about actually having done it and putting it out there. And mainly because I was told that I wasn't allowed to put a couple of singles on vinyl, so I had to have an album. So I was like, fine, I'll just write an album so I can have a vinyl. So.
And Ben, you're originally from Victoria, but you've found yourself isolating up there in a terrible part of Australia, Byron Bay. How are you finding it there on the beautiful coast?
It's amazing. I was just hanging out on the beach like all morning with my dogs and going swimming with them, and just like, it's so good. I never want to leave this place. It's just amazing. And it's the dead of winter and I'm sitting, I think I got a bit burnt today. It's awesome.
Someone else that's staying up there on the Byron Coast is Zac Efron. Been hanging out with him as well.
So we met at a party a couple of weeks ago. He and his girlfriend, I think it was, turned up. Everyone was just like, oh, it's Zac Efron. And I was just like, oh, hey man. And I just like totally pretended to like that I didn't know who it was. Yeah, no, but we hung out, worked out that he was staying at a house which is close to the place that I've rented, so we shared an Uber. And I got in the front of the Uber, and the Uber driver was like, no, you can't sit in the front because of COVID. And I was like, it's fine, I'll just go sit next to Zach in the back seat.
Sit with Troy Bolton, I love it. I'm Uber jealous. I think he's brilliant. I love what he's doing. What a nice little unexpected surprise to come out of COVID for you.
It definitely would have happened without COVID. So thank you, COVID.
COVID's obviously stopped a lot of live performance, which we've talked about. Did you have a bit planned for 2020 with live stuff, or was it going to be predominantly releasing music and in the studio?
We had kind of already done the majority of the album at the end of last year. We had this whole US tour planned, and then we were supposed to be doing a full live version of the album in a studio in Berlin. That's kind of all gone out the window, but Byron is such a great spot. Like the best like musicians I've worked with ever. And they're just kind of chilling out, you know, around Byron area, and they're just so talented. And the producer we're working with, Jordan, is incredible, and the studio was beautiful. So, I mean, it's got everything that I need here. So I'm never coming back.
Well, if you decide not to come back, at least we've still got this absolute gem. We are loving your brand new one. Ben Hazelwood, thanks so much for coming and having a chat on Ausmade.
Thank you so much. Hey, this is Ben Hazelwood, and you're listening to my new track, Lay Me Down, on Ausmade.